would you call this, this road that's down here in Mile, the top of that road?
We call it Blacktop.
And, the one that goes through Okarchi?
Well, that'd be, a pavement as far as.
This, the road that comes from the road down here up to your house?
It's the, you mean the surface on it, or you mean it's the driveway?
And, from, do you have one that goes from your barn to your pasture?
No, we don't have the lane. That's the title you would expect me to say, but you, it's common years back as a lane. Everyone had lanes of some, led somewhere.
And, what would you call this road out here that runs north and south?
Well, I've called it a lot of different things.
The wider the worse, huh? Say, that's pretty slippery down there, Wade. I found out what you meant.
You'd have been better if you'd have turned a mile sooner and come this way.
I'll go out that way. I was going to ask you about the way out, because that forge seems to have a mind of its own. We slid around. I didn't go in the ditch. I came close, but it worked out all right.
No, what rain we got last night was hard. It shouldn't stick anyone. Of course, you take a person who isn't used to driving in the mud could get stuck. I know several weeks ago our daughter was here from Oklahoma City. Of course, she and the family had gone to town, and it rained while they were gone. And they slipped in the ditch up there, so. It was strictly, if we have mud tires, no reason in the world, but then not knowing how to drive in mud. No, we don't have any certain road for that. We call it, you go south of the corner or something like that there, because it's the definition of a way that we would go.
Would this be a section line road? Or?
It is, yes. It's a section line, but they all are.
Uh-huh.
Now, as a boy, here's a thing that, see, that's the county line, Canadian Kingfisher County. That was the county line, and this road here went straight east, and then you come into Okarchi from the north. Now, that was a straight road, and the other one was the county line. It was just strictly because where we lived, it was a way we had of defining which road we were going to take.
Has that been paved, Bob?
Not many. Oh, I'll say seven. I think it was in 1954.
Just long enough to make you appreciate it, huh?
We really do, especially when we go, well, occasionally I get east of Okarchi. That wasn't, that what we call the county line, really, the pavement, we don't appreciate as much when it's muddy as when it's dry, because it had a lot of traffic on it, and it got so rough and chuggy. And, sure, it's nice, too, when it's wet, but then, it isn't wet in this country as much as it is dry.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the ditch out here beside the road?
Bar ditch. Greater ditch. As a boy, we called it a greater ditch. Now it's bar ditch. I don't know where the chains come from, but
I guess the highway department probably calls it a bar.
I think that's where the title comes from, but it was always a greater ditch.
Then let's see, to change the subject now, if someone asked you where you were this morning, were you downtown, you'd say, no, I wasn't downtown, I was...
Well, we never use the title here, downtown, because we're out in the country. We went to town.
Mm-hmm.
Because downtown would mean that you live somewhere in the residential district and went to the business district.